The K92 Morning Thangs, Monday Mount Rushmore.
Get ready, because people are going to be mad.
Don't be disrespectful today. It's all I'm asking.
I can't promise that. I can't. Because people are very emotionally attached to the things that they love. Whether those things are good or not,
yes,
people are attached to those things. So as we get into Thanksgiving, which is, I mean, steeped in tradition, you have those things that, like, you have to have every year because your great-grandmother, God rest her soul, used to make them. But deep down at its core, some of these things are overrated, whether you want to admit it or not.
Okay.
And that is what we're going to be looking for here today in the Monday of Mount Rushmore. So these are the four things that go on Mount Rushmore. Those faces on the mountain.
Yes.
And these are the four most overrated side dishes of Thanksgiving. Overrated.
Okay.
You know it.
Yes.
And you can still like it, but we're going to put the four things that really aren't as good as people claim them to be today.
You're going to mess up because somebody has already started prepping for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to make somebody throw out
to
the
throw
food
it
that
away.
They've been making.
I know. I'll tell you one right now off the bat. And people were already texting in about it earlier today and mad at me, but I don't care. Rolls are overrated. They're a complete waste of space on the table, and they're a waste of space
you
in your
roll.
Stomach. No, you don't.
So you got to have some rolls.
So no bread at all or just no rolls?
Antoine, when you say no bread at all, the fact that we have stuffing, sometimes two different
That's
kinds.
Not bread. That's
and
not bread.
Mac and cheese and mashed
That's
potatoes.
Not bread.
Carb overload, my
I
friends.
I didn't say carbs. I said bread.
Well, I ain't putting no bread on the table because you know what? Bread is wasted space at a feast.
You got to take the roll and sop up everything that's mixed together in the middle of the plate.
Nope,
see, that's right.
What are you sopping? You can't sop if you ain't got the bread.
I got mashed potatoes to sop.
You can't
baby.
Sop. You can't.
I got
it has to be
to
a finger
stop.
Food. You have to be able to use it with your raw.
See, I don't think rolls are on there. I think that green bean casserole.
Oh, yo, okay. Well, that one I think we can agree on because that thing is trash.
I say casserole in general because casserole is just a mixture of everything you already have on your plate anyway.
Yeah. Green bean casserole is one too, especially if you see any recipe that it's canned green beans and then you got them. Weird dried onions.
Fried onion thing.
The things that nobody eats ever except for this one day a year when they're doink, doink, doinked on the top. Yeah, green bean casserole is definitely one. I'm telling you, though, rolls are wasted space on such a beautiful day.
All right, we'll keep it on there for now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have rolls and we have green bean casserole.
Yep.
I would just say casseroles in general.
Sure. We'll get it down.
I don't know if this is going to count.
Okay.
So you guys are going to have to let me know. But I say desserts, period. And here's why. Here's why.
Okay.
If it counts. If it doesn't count, then ignore the rest of this. But you need to really engulf yourself in the real food.
Engulf. That's a big word.
Like, you
like
don't
that.
Need the desserts. Mm-hmm. They're just extra. Unnecessary calories. Unnecessary. Eat more turkey. Eat more ham. Eat more stuffing. Eat more of the food that took hours and hours to prep.
Yeah.
The desserts, while they're good, you never feel good after you eat the dessert.
Yeah, that's where you feel terrible.
It takes
but still,
over the
Thanksgiving
point.
Is not the day to feel good. You want to feel bloated and sleepy.
You can do that off the regular food.
Also true.
You can do that off the regular food.
I want another plate of all the good stuff and not be wasting my time with pie. Now, we were saying side dishes, so I don't know if dessert's
know,
going
that's
to count.
Why.
But I'm going to leave it on there for now.
Okay.
Okay? Because you can text in to 52353 if you want to dispute any of these, if you want something off and you want something else on, and I will throw it on here, and I'm sorry, Monica, but the sweet potato / yam is going on this thing.
I knew you were going to say that one.
No.
Yes.
Yams are so good.
No, yams,
I mean,
it's really just, it's deconstructed pie, if you want to start breaking it down. That's all it is. I mean, it's so sweet, and
oh
those marshmallows
gosh.
On top. Again, I just...
I don't have the marshmallows. I just like the yams. I don't do the marshmallows, but I like... Oh,
I just find a sweet potato to be stringy and overrated in the first place. When compared to a regular potato.
Tear it up.
So that's, you know, that's what we have here. And we're going to open it up to y'all. So we have rolls, we have green bean casserole, yams, and all dessert. Oh, man, the gloves are coming off here in the Monday Mount Rushmore. Hurt feelings.
Oh.
And guys, I'm worried about Deanna and Roanoke. I think we need to do we need to do a wellness check on Deanna.
Yeah, we need to take her temperature or something.
We are talking about the... four most overrated side dishes of Thanksgiving. We're trying to find the Mount Rushmore of overrated side dishes. And Deanna has texted in stuffing.
No.
Yeah.
I won't even acknowledge her. I would not do it.
No.
I'm worried.
It's not Thanksgiving.
Love you much.
If you don't have stuffing, it's not Thanksgiving. Or dressing, wherever you're from.
Guys.
If you don't have that. No.
Guys, I understand that argument. But guys, you're missing the point here.
Yes.
Deanna has been kidnapped. and she is sending this the text as the secret She's warning code. We need to help because she's saying something that doesn't sound normal. It's not something stuffing. That anyone would naturally say is nobody, you know, I don't like stuffing. Somebody help that woman. If you know her, go help her.
I will come save you, Dana. Just send a message. I will come save you.
And I tell you what, Monica, Antoine's getting testy with the cranberry sauce people. He is mad. Somebody said, I said cranberry sauce is overrated. He said, your mother is overrated.
Ooh.
I wasn't thinking what I said. It came out very instinctual.
But who eats the cranberry sauce? Me. It's usually just there.
Oh, I do. Wow. And I do Zach's too. From Northeast, so you know Zach eats
okay.
it.
You know where I'm from.
Yeah.
Do you not? No, but
home
you,
of the cranberry sauce. Like, that was where it was created, or right? Or something?
The cranberry capital of the world.
Yeah, I don't say Northeast.
Thank
yeah.
you very much. Middleborough, Massachusetts, my hometown. The cranberry capital of the world. Ocean Spray, what's his face guy with the skateboard? He ain't nothing without my hometown
exactly.
because they're the ones that gave him the money. Yeah. Ooh, but here's the problem. Most people are used to that can. That
yeah,
as it
the slop.
I don't like the can. You like the can?
I'm used to the can, and there hasn't been a lot of homemade cranberry sauce in my life.
Well, I liked it when I was 7, which is I think when your food taste stopped anyway. So that does make sense.
That's when I peaked.
You did.
I peaked at 7 years old.
And you held on to all of them. Oh, Monica, somebody has texted in your favorite, the coleslaw.
What? Oh yes. Oh, okay, that's a flashback right there.
Yeah, and coleslaw. I don't need coleslaw at my Thanksgiving dinner. I don't need it.
No one's doing that. No one. So you can just no one but that one person, that texter.
That yeah. poor mm-hmm. person's grandmother that you made fun of.
Yeah, why do I not have? Oh, when Monica threw shade at the slaw. Here it is.
I coleslaw, couldn't believe it.
Monica. Okay, coleslaw. We get it. She just.
No, mac and cheese
the person
has to
that
be
came
on there.
In after Josh with coleslaw. What are you doing?
Monica's very awesomely hateful of everybody else's items. What are you doing?
Nope, I'm not participating anymore. Nope. A text just came in. I refuse to participate anymore for the rest of the show. Sarah from Roanoke just said cranberry sauce and stuffing/dressing are all overrated. I am team green bean casserole.
Oh my God, she's been kidnapped too.
She must be with Deanna.
Why is everybody getting kidnapped today? What's going on?
Oh, I know.
I don't. Oh,
team
I can't.
Green bean.
What is wrong?
Who is team Ooh. Green bean? Green beans Sarah. Are team green bean. Good gracious.
They don't even want to be on that team. They're like, look, can I get
There's
traded?
Not a VeggieTale character that's team green bean casserole.
No.
What's going on with y'all?
Sarah.
Man, there's
everybody got COVID. Can't taste nothing now.
You know, I think that's what this is. That's what we have here.
Can't taste it. Might as well try to eat healthy.
Man, I don't want to have to do this, but I feel like desserts it doesn't really belong because it's not a side. And as much as this pains me, I feel like it's cranberry sauce, Antoine. Don't throw things
yes.
at me. And he's like, your mother's cranberry sauce.
Because you know what? It's always on the table, but I've never seen anyone eat it.
I've never seen anyone eat it.
I don't know
Maybe
who you
just,
are anymore.
Just Sarah and the green bean casserole.
Don't
but, you
bring
know,
Sarah into my cranberry sauce. Don't you dare connect the two.
Yeah.
I will let the people.
I'm sick of y'all. I don't understand how there are days where I think I'm sick of y'all, and then there's another day when I'm sicker of y'all.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just want you two to go away.
I know what you need, Antoine. I know what you need.
Taco what do I need?
You need Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
Antoine. Oh, she's calling again.
Why are you calling me? I'm not answering.
Hello.
Write the voicemail.
Hello. What? Why did it go to voicemail? I'll tell you what.